this is what doing shows sounds like.
I can tell by the old clock falling apart on the wall that it's almost time. And I'll tell you that it's a special edition of Puzzling Evidence. So be sure to stay tuned right after this brief message.
The movies and the television are filled with characters I don't even want to know. Not in this line. The farmer's in trouble. The small businessman is in trouble. Unemployment is skyrocketing. Texas is still paying for John Kennedy's death, my friends.
It was love that killed John F. Kennedy. He should have never messed with me.
Oh, no, I know nothing, Your Honor. They want me to speak on 60 Minutes. Mike Wallace wants my body. I don't tell a soul. Well, they gave me so much money. What could I do?
Thank you. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Now, let's look at who's been running this country since World War II. They have some involvement in all of these. What is the link? What do cars have to do with books, you might ask? The Trilateral Commission with the Council on Foreign Relations. You ever hear of them? Well, neither did I, until I noticed the chain of coincidence. They have members on the boards of all the largest corporations. Not one detail has been left out. Am I right? Do you feel it?
Yes.
Do you know what Bobby Ray Inman was doing before he was running the Microelectronics and the Computer Tech Corporation? Well, guess. A CIA director. It's public knowledge. Do you run out of Kleenex, paper towels, and toilet paper at the same time? You know it's true.
It's all true.
You remember how Governor White campaigned to get the MCC here. Do you know what their goal is? Huh? Well, Elvis did. Artificial intelligence? Huh? Robot. Oh, they'd like that, wouldn't they? Yes, sir. Sleep. Sleep. One and one is not equal to. No, sir. No, sir. Silicon Gulch. Silicon Prairie. Silicon Hills. Silicon Valley. You better wake up. It's late. It's late. Here comes the CBS and the ABC. You've got Time and Newsweek. They're the same to me. Now don't you wanna get right with me? I hope you get everything you need.
Puzzling evidence.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to call?
You think the last thing a disc jockey would want to do on his day off is listen to music? Well, I'm really into it. I get the best equipment. Listen, when I'm at work, I play for you. When I'm at home, I play for me.
I'm going to do one real quick song now, and this is a Halloween song. It's called Cutting That Sow. It's based on an old bonfire legend from Wales. On the Halloween bonfires, people would throw their tokens into the fire, and the next morning, if their tokens were not there, the Cutty Black Sow would come up from hell and drag them away before the year had passed.
Big Rig staff.
Jesus Christ, also of Oakland, California, embraces booze. Yes, booze is the number one beverage worldwide. Big
there's something far more evil, something that's ready to destroy your dish of slam. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, to little Napoleon.
Puzzling evidence.
Himself is here to stamp out all of your slam. Yes, it is.
No, I'm here. Wait a minute.
Him and his crony, the people.
I'm going to help you get slam.
Dictatorship to destroy America. And it is Big Rig Industries that is here to take
America. I don't want to destroy America. I love America. I kiss America every day when I wake up in the morning.
Yes, without Big Rig Industries.
Puzzling evidence.
Destroy the world and leave all of us in the darkness of death for all eternity. But Big Rig Industries is here to help all of you, ladies and gentlemen, through technology and industrial awareness. We can have a blitzkrieg ready against
Puzzling evidence.
And restore slack to its proper place in America.
Ladies and gentlemen, Big Rig Industries here with us tonight, and they're fueling up in there, in the space capsule.
Puzzling evidence.
Where's Dr. Hal? There he is.
Oh yes, I'm not being foolish, but it's so glorious to have Big Rig Industries here.
See the truck out there?
Yeah, that really is big. Wait a minute, are we talking about the same vehicle? I was,
Well, they have 10 or 12 trucks out in the parking lot.
I saw some sort of spy machine there, disguised cleverly as a run-down sedan with a can of cola on the trunk.
Yeah, that's the secret nuance machine.
Oh, I see. Yes, it has the ability to morph into all sorts of technically advanced vehicles.
I think it's that firing its side is one of the UN Black Mitsubishis.
Mm. Oh, I see it. Yeah, get him, get the little blue guys.
Boy, that sure travels like a Sumbichi, all right. Boy... What can't they do these days? What technical marvels are... Oh, well, that's the frosting on the cake. We don't need no singers. This isn't a lyrically centered program.
Nope, this is a program about and cylinders and...
And information. Information. That's what we're all about, isn't it?
Always here on the radio. No Barbara Golden. No Crack of Dawn.
Yes.
No Over the Edge.
Yes.
Just us.
Yes, although fools may doubt the validity and the value of our program, those who know that this is the only place in the entire radio spectrum they can get...
those in the know.
The straight poop, as it were.
That's right. Big Rig, by the way, took over Burning Man this year, secretly.
Maybe that's why it was so well organized.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, if I hadn't... hideously
mostly,
injured myself, I would have enjoyed
by,
myself
taking over
more.
The propaganda rag of that church.
Right.
See, that's what I'm wondering.
But how come they didn't print my cartoon? That's because it was too hard hitting at those fascists. Those fascist pigs were hassling some righteous dudes, and my work was too great.
It was the work
expressive.
Of that Cutty Sark Sow you're talking about.
Yeah. It was that Welsh Cutty Sark Sow came up from the depths of hell, ate the cartoon, and went away. Really?
Yeah, well, maybe they didn't like it because I drew it on a paper bag. But at Burning Man, you have to grab what you can get.
Okay,
grab
like
all
the
gutso
the
that goes around.
Mm. Oh, there we are. All right, now we're all right.
That's gutso over there.
Yeah.
This is a little piece of gutso. And there on the tree there, that is another little piece of gutso, I believe. So I grabbed all of it that I could before it went around. But
wow, looks like a problem in the parking lot here.
Yep, everyone thought that they'd have to portage their water and snacks across the baking alkali desert just to get to the relative oasis of Burning Man, but that didn't happen.
What camp did Big Rig have? Were you in the trailer with the printing gear and the...
We were in the Jodon Baker camp.
Yeah.
So if I saw anybody dressed like Buford T. Pusser, that was us.
Pusser.
Sorry about that. Or Mitchell.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you go in that museum, we're talking about the Carbo Police Museum in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. When you come out, you feel like you've been thoroughly interrogated.
Well, you know, those cops have really got to carbo load.
But I would also recommend to anybody to go to Gatlinburg, Tennessee. It's a little hideaway that's been built up from the 20s on up. And, of course, that's where Dollyland is.
That's not the home of Jack Daniel's sipping whiskey.
And Bunny Golf is there, although they might not have done it because they killed
golf?
All the bunnies.
Well, maybe they turned into those horrible bunny people and all the intel.
Well, Big Rig bought Gatlinburg 2 years later.
Yeah.
Well, I hope they tear down
made
that
all the hotel rooms
Parthenon
really small and
topple all the statues.
And they moved
the
all the
Parton.
Concrete dinosaurs over to one
what?
Side of the highway.
Sacrilege.
But we made the fountain in the center of the park running with nothing but whiskey. So that's pretty good. You can just wade right in there and have a sip.
They definitely like that in Tennessee, yeah.
One more time.
Well, okay. We're getting liquored up here. Would you like us to introduce ourselves?
Please do.
Well, I'm Big Rig Brody, and to my right, you have somebody that you may have seen on the television the other night. Talking about Burning Man, we have the lovely and lofty Rusty Blazenhoff.
Hello.
There she is.
And I'll say it again, technology blows, and that's why I could not scan in your lovely paperback art.
Well, you see, this really is Rusty Blazenhoff. This is not a tape. You may think we're up to our old tricks, but these are live here.
I know better than that.
No monkey shines here, sir.
Monkey shine.
We don't shine monkeys.
We shine
kind of,
monkeys on
promise
here.
Is that, yeah.
You drink moonshine.
They're drinking moonshine.
Right.
We're drinking,
we're also plugging away at a propane can, which just continues to hiss, but doesn't blow up.
Hear that rifle fire in the background?
Okay. Yeah, we're fighting off anybody that comes within 100 yards of the studio. Oh, there's a guy.
We're laying down a field of fire. Look at that glorious explosion.
Fire a field.
Yes.
And we do dry cleaning.
That's true.
And we don't do drugs.
Well, you know, dry cleaning is not eco-safe. And,
well, neither is living.
Well,
do you have a CB radio after all these years? You grew up with CB, yeah?
No, I don't.
Oh, 10-4. I have a CB. I love CB radio.
10-4, good buddy, Foxtrot.
My cousin was in the CB.
Yeah, we got a chatterbox on the dash.
A chatterbox. What a quaint name.
We actually have the CB dictionary.
Whoa, I should have brought my CB records. How to speak on the CB.
Should have brought my CB.
Hey, everybody, we've got a cowboy. I think that's how it's
called. That was good.
Well, I play Burt Reynolds in Cannonball in the Cannonball Reprise. Yeah, I do. He's collecting his money from the Oscar-winning Boogie Nights.
You
whiskey and rye.
Cannonball Run 2, I don't go for.
All right.
You don't carry a pregnant elephant in the back of a semi.
No, they.
Only the Chinese do that.
Yeah.
Sammy Davis Jr.
There's no elephants in China. Come on.
Sammy Davis.
Sammy Davis Jr. That's from Weird TV.
Sammy
I met the guy
Davis
who played
Junior.
The Sammy Davis in what was it called? The Limbo Satan. Lounge sequence.
The liberals. There's an echo.
So we're reduced to that, huh?
Well, we're not
we're
the
here
usual
working on our trucks.
Talk
we're
radio.
Not only on the air, we're repairing the big rig trucks now.
Yeah, we need to get the cherry picker and pull the tranny. It's going to be an all-nighter.
Looks like the Johnson rod fell off of that one there.
Get a condom on that Johnson rod.
So, by law, you have to stop at all those truck stops on the way to and back from Reno and places like that.
Oh, the scales, I mean. Yeah, we got to pull on the scales.
Yeah.
And, we always got to slow down in those school zones. I don't know why. But,
only if you're a trucker.
Because they're so attractive.
Yep,
it's just so you can stare and look. Well, it's like going through Trona.
We like going to Sierra Sids and picking up some of them lot lizards.
Actually, my favorite is Aladero, Pantyhose Junction.
Right there in Dunnigan, California, Pantyhose Junction.
The laser beam that was aimed at truckers on 580?
Yeah.
What was that? Anyone?
We were just kidding. Yeah, we didn't really actually mean to set it up.
A childish prank.
It's just a problem with the pointer. Yeah, we borrowed it from Bogman. It's a cheap Russian laser. It doesn't, you know, that's why that thing that happened up on the when that big rig almost flipped over the.
It wasn't intentional.
No.
You know,
no, it's just a mistake.
When you fire that thing, it makes a big noise and a cloud of flame. It's not the silent laser that you see in all those science fiction movies.
And then all the people that fire think they're in Stormship Troopers.
It's a flashlight with red cellophane.
Easy, dude. Yeah, well, there.
I'm getting ready for Stormship Troopers.
Now, let's not get ahead of ourselves here.
Because, you know, in Stormship Troopers, the trucks fly in from the other planets and these guys blow them up.
Trucks?
Wow, intergalactic
big rigs?
Wrong.
Yeah, that's what I think it's about.
Oh, man. Interplanetary, please.
Have you,
go
yeah,
that
it's
far.
Like the the Japanese movies where they have World War II battleships with little jet engines on the bottom and wings and stuff.
Well, we
so
should
why
try
not
it.
Big
it might work.
Space?
We yeah. don't even try it. Who knows?
We don't
maybe
know. Maybe in
something.
Space they allow 18 of those
Tora,
things all
Tora,
the way from the cab.
Tora.
And in space, you can go from the cab to the back of the truck. Like Marlon Brando's big rig and
Boy,
Candy, you ever see that?
Really,
is that the one that had the casino in back?
He had a ashram in back. Candy in the hall.
Gilligan's ashram.
Yeah, and he's sitting on the refrigerator in the thing.
Ah, well, I no doubt need
a movie
to cool
well worth
his impulsive
the kitsch value.
But you know, the Japanese folks have already built a working robot. Who knows? Maybe they can put those little jets in the bottom of battleships.
Oh, hundreds of little robots.
You know, they also made a robotic cockroach a few months ago. So yeah. Things have gone full circle.
Well, trucking movies are there?
Well, there's one of our
recent favorites is Breakdown, because it has yuppies losing their money and almost losing their life, and it's got
bucktooth
rednecks, and it's got lots of big rigs crushing and getting crushed.
Rednecks, oh, so must be those like skinny the rednecks.
Oh, and what's that? What's the one with the spooky truck that follows
Duel.
The guy?
Duel.
Duel. Yeah, that's a
Then there's Convoy with Ally McGraw and Steve McQueen.
Chuck Cab over McCoy. Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy Holland Hogs.
Yeah.
What's he talking about? Jimmy.
Well,
Jimmy's
that's the way
can't
these,
haul pigs. They're way
these
too small.
Big mother truckers talk, you know.
Hogs.
Yeah.
I see the Jimmy is pulling the Harley Davidson.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, just so. Yeah.
I understand now.
Yes.
I want to see the one where the trucks fight the battleships and then Jesus and Hitler wrestle on the moon and. Oh, sorry.
That happens. Dreams like that.
When the rupture occurs, all these big rig drivers are going to go smash right up through the roof of their trucks, and the trucks will be barreling along the freeway with no one driving them, and they'll
Rob was supposed to be
plowing
he may
through
be
the
here.
Sinners.
He may be listening right now in his broken down car
Rob?
Somewhere, but he had paintings of Jesus saving truckers. The truckers are all going off the road, and there's a spooky little ghost Jesus who is pointing the way that the truckers can jump out of the truck and, I guess, go to heaven.
Whoa,
he bought these things in a secondhand store. There's so neat. Yeah.
I can vouch for this. Our little friend south of the border, I don't know if it's because of NAFTA or not, but there's a lot more big rigs taking the Baja Highway. And last time I was down there, I saw 19 little crosses with these little sort of melted aluminum big rigs on the crosses, and it was beautiful. I guess more trucking equals more trucking disasters in Old Mexico.
Like those, I guess they may paint those little scenes. You ever seen the little tin plates that have scenes painted on them? If your trucking dad dies, then you paint a little scene of the truck accident and a whole little prayer on the side. I think you take it somewhere and nail it up. Not
I
being
like to play dominoes. You like to play
having
dominoes,
started religions.
You
know, I only believe in religions I start. So
yes, and
really,
I'll sell anyone one of these nifty little pins that'll keep you from being fried next year.
And Bob can see from each one of those pins.
Well, I don't like to publicize that aspect of it, but it's quite true. You might want to cover the miniature eyes when you're performing your more intimate devotions. And now I think I've said enough. What do we have on the agenda today? You know, I didn't check my mailbox. There might be some annoying explosive billet doux from Bug Girl and other fans.
Is that some kind of technical thing, your mailbox? Like,
I have to press in the code.
Your big rig?
I enter the code in here like this.
Ow.
And then, excuse me. Here, hold on just a second. Let me check this.
We're getting liquored up in the other room.
Good idea, man. I guess.
They're licorice enough in there. gas station across the street closes down about 2 a.m. if you run out of
No more Butterfingers.
Butterfingers.
No more Vicks cough syrup.
What about
power
diesel?
Me to LA.
What about Frappuccinis there over there? Some of us just can't afford them no more.
Little Debbie for me, please.
Little Debbie smack cakes. Yes. How delicious.
Smile when you say that, sir.
We know the entire Little Debbie product line is not that well known in California. California is isolated from much of the country. They do not know the junk food.
Oh, there's
food
a big
joys.
Sales campaign back west here, sir. Yes, Little Debbie snacks, up until about 1992, were pretty much unheard of, except for truck stops, and they competed for Tom's Foods, which, of course, were not as delectable as Little Debbie snacks.
The lard content
Tom's
is higher.
Like communistic next to Little Debbie snack cakes.
They got good spicy pork rings.
Little Debbie does epitomize the best.
But when they get down to their peanut bars and things, they're pretty putrid. They just don't have
Keep it
the
clean.
Richness of American...
Well, I was saying that there is a certain divide, and the junk food of the East Coast just doesn't get in here. I mean, the Yankee Doodles and Devil Dogs. What happened?
No fluffernutters.
No fluffernutters here.
No fluffernutters.
Except on porn sets.
You mentioned that because the guy who's listening in his broken-down car, about an hour away from here, who owns the Jesus Trucker Pictures...
Jesus, you mean he's broken down?
Had a place
really?
Called Cafe This... that had fluffernutters.
Oh,
he would make them because, and it was the only place in probably all of California. No, actually, there are two other places, but yeah, that's. And I had to ask what it was because I'd never heard of them.
You
now, was it real fluff or was it?
It wasn't marshmallow cream, was it?
Yeah.
A nut marshmallow cream, not Kraft. We're talking Fluff.
It has
by
to
the
be
Fluff Company.
I bet it was, because I never ordered one. I would actually just get the little Rice Krispie things that he made, and I'd grind them on the floor, so they're little flat CD-like things, and then I told him that he could charge a dollar more to tell people that I step on them.
Well,
but I never had the Fluffer nut.
Well, my best birthday present was a whole entire case of Fluff from the East Coast that was brought back from a couple that went on a honeymoon. Thank you, Doc and Debbie. They actually got bumped up to first class for bringing that Fluff on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, dead air.
Yeah, well, we don't want no dead air. You know, we should have brought some weapons to clean. I mean,
I think the missus brought her hog leg.
I don't know if I want to see that.
No? Okay.
I don't know what the policy here is in this liberal station.
You can shoot any way away from the window. There you go.
Yeah, here you go. This is what killed Versace here.
That's
SMW 40 cal.
Okay, yeah, that's why I don't. I was next to a drive-by shooting a couple of years ago, and I looked over and the two young shooters sat up firing in the opposite direction from my car, and I saw slide receivers and brass flying, but I heard Ladyfingers. That's why at the beginning of the shooting I didn't even look over, because I heard Ladyfingers. You know,
25 calibers. That's what these.
Well,
kids
that's
are
what
using.
I thought. I couldn't put the caliber with the sound. It bothered me for 4 hours, and I was actually down here working on sound at one point, suddenly realized that it was the one caliber I've never played with, the 9mm. Or as Dr. Hal says, the 9mm. And I've never played with the 380s, the little wimpy sound they have. And I mean, what's the point?
Well, 9mm are good because you got good control. You can keep it on target real good. Uh-huh. But, you know, the thing with these kids, I've noticed living in Oakland for the last 9 years, is that these kids, they buy the guns, they try shooting at people, but they don't spend the time with their marksmanship. And so you hear in the newspaper, shots fired, two people hit. Christ, if I was doing that, there'd be 39 people hit. You know,
yeah,
the first one's a pet
shot.
Well,
I remember seeing rounds impacting on a apartment house about a block away, and I'm thinking, geez, no fire control, no fire discipline, nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
And thinking the same thing. You know,
it's a shame.
You have to go out
fight
and practice.
The next war.
Well, not these folks. They'll be asleep because the war will be over in 40 seconds. No, 40 minutes. Sorry, I have schedule here.
Seconds, minutes, whatever.
Because they'll use the special gas that only the UN soldiers have.
The gas of peace.
Apparently, Big Rig got a little sample
someone opened a window.
Made Stuart Mangrum
made him
stop
angry,
doing,
is
yeah, oh. Stuart Mangrum.
That Napoleon of crime?
Yeah, that's the guy.
Well,
yeah, that little Napoleon of crime.
He renounced his citizenship the other night.
Really?
It's about time.
I wish we could get him to do that on the air.
Him and all of his malarkey. Anyway, it's not the drive-bys that we need to worry about. It's those flybys in Iraq and elsewhere, where they...
Prussian County.
Yeah.
Yeah, Prussian County. Yeah, and the El Nino.
Get him. Get him. That damn Christ child.
Kids, everybody, not just kids, everybody started wearing their baseball hats back. And Valley Girl Speak became popular. Rocky III, women wearing shoulder pads. All this happened because of El Nino in 1982.
You know what makes it exceptionally irritating is whenever I think of El Nino, the image that comes to mind is Dondi, that comic book character. You know, Dondi, that...
Yeah, but what... What? He's El...
Ziggy?
What's he got to do with El
No,
Nino?
Not Ziggy. Dondi. I guess that may be before your
Gandhi?
Time. No,
yeah,
not
Gandhi.
Gandhi.
You're talking about the patron of peace in
no,
our
no,
times?
No, 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 no. Not Gandhi. Dondi. You see, for years and years, there was this absolutely pointless comic book in the paper, comic strip, rather, about this supposedly lovable little brat that these GIs befriended overseas.
Hey, GI.
There he is. Dondi, you see.
Want good time, GI?
Yeah, that's the one. So, I tend to think of him as...
Well, you know what happened last time El Nino was here? A-Team was number one on TV.
Yeah.
Mr. T, that's what El Nino brought us.
Mr. T rocks.
Mr.
Well,
T rocks.
We need the food to mess with the ocean climate.
Put those
system.
Away.
Truer words were never spoken.
And George Papard is dead now because of what? A septic ulcer. That's going to teach us all a little lesson.
Wow. Seeping
George
ulcer.
Papard, that makes me think of the number septic one song ulcer. Back then. She's a maniac.
She's a maniac. Yeah. Wasn't that disgusting?
I bet
she still is dancing.
No,
with her little warmers falling down her ankles.
Not those things. Not leg warmers. No. You know, the fashion designers of America are conspiring to put every woman in a frumpy, below the knee, little old lady type dress.
Which I want to see Gunny Sacks. Gunny Sacks.
Joan Rivers was the permanent host of the Tonight Show at that time. Oh my God, that's going to happen all over again.
I think we don't need to repeat every repulsive aspect of that.
Wyatt's over Cabbage Patch Dolls.
And that was actually
not
the last season of
George Bush in the Oval Office. Frenzies over Beanie Babies. Number one Hitler Diaries.
Oh, not more
not
Hitler
skits.
Where the Beanie Babies were now.
Hitler Skitler.
I know. See, El Nino's happening all over again.
Well, we can do something about it, you know. We're not totally helpless here. After all, everything we say on the radio, as we've often pointed out, does come to pass, because that's how radio works. So, if we want to, we can head off this unfortunate effulgence.
That's true.
Garbage from the recent past. Oh, if we could just keep that nasty little El Nino out of here.
Hey, hey, hey!
All right, hold still, son, while I draw a bead and,
It's raining.
And then later we'll be playing Universal Pursuit.
Yeah.
And we'll be comparing superpower stats between China and the U.S.
For instance,
transport aircraft. The U.S. has 1,070. China only has 484.
Well, that'll teach them.
How about modern tactical aircraft? We've got 4,500. They've only got 697 old stupid MiGs.
You want reverbs? I've got 20.
But, you know, I bet China has a lot of... You must be in China now with Big Rig, because they have a lot of trucks.
Yeah, you know what else they got, though? That's something I wanted to harp on. Drive that Big Rig right through.
Full of guns.
Assault 2 or Assault Weapon 3.
Have you seen... did you see Zardoz?
No, sir.
There's a Big 11. Rig scene in Zardoz.
11 Air was a movie.
Yeah. 11 time zones. 11. Yeah. 11. 11. That's the guy. Well,
yes,
he's not.
Sir. No,
he's
sir.
At home right now, probably listening. The guy who did the 11 time zones, because he listens to this show.
So anyway, I've got ideas for Christmas, and that is AKs. And there's a whole flood of AKs out there. And that's why China brought it to mind. Is that Norinco, the Northern Industrial Complex?
Yeah.
They make pretty cruddy little AK knockoffs. Don't buy them. Go for the Bulgarian SLR 95.
Really? SLR.
Milled receiver, chrome line, hammer forged barrel, impact resistant stock, and the magazines. It'll accept any Russian, East German, Korean magazines. 30 round, 70 round drum clips. It's a beautiful thing.
Mr. Kalashnikov was recently honored
by the former
Soviet Union for his contribution to the world arms race.
And there's a little life size statue for his honor in his hometown.
Thanks, Mr.
Mr.
Yeah, well,
K.
You know, I never did like his weapon, but I must admit the sound of it is horrible.
Taka taka, Buddha Buddha.
Vip ping.
Well, see, if you're getting the stamped versions, those are the ones that sound cruddy. If it's got a milled receiver, it's humming like a beautiful instrument. Like Chuck Mangione's playing it.
Ew. Well, you know, I always wonder how come the Thompson submachine gun is still in use and the Schmeisser that the Nazis developed is nowhere to be seen. The Schmeisser was such a superior machine gun that instead of hearing a da 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 da, you just heard a roar.
One's a machine pistol
roar.
And the other's a short range machine gun.
That machine gun was made
by Krupp, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Who are now making blenders?
There's only one screw in the whole thing, yeah.
Making coffee makers.
A good buddy of mine once had a chrome plated Schmeisser that was used in a Nazi concentration camp, but he didn't like it. It gave him the creeps. He ended up trading it for a Volkswagen. How's that for irony department? And I wish he'd kept it.
Yeah, well, see, after the war, the Germans switched over to the Heckler Koch HK there. And so they've been designing some pretty nice little sidearms.
Yeah, in fact, I saw one of their products where the cartridge burns up as you shoot it. It's a little wax brass. So there is no ejecta material for the Special Forces operatives.
Is it shooting those depleted uranium bullets or something?
No, it's just plain old...
Bonjour, this is Camille.
Plain old
Hello,
fun.
Camille. How you doing?
This is Camille, sacre bleu.
It's La Dina. How are you?
Hello. How are you doing? Has El Nino bothered you yet?
No, you know, I have a problem. I have the problem with El Nino.
Okay, catch your breath there. Big Rig's on the show here, so...
Yes, we have Big Rig right in the next room here.
Amazingly enough, most people don't really believe that, but we do.
I am so excited about this, you know, because I have always wanted to meet him.
Well, why don't you come on down, honey? Come on down to the show. We've got a microphone just for you.
I do not know where to go, though. I've been trying to call you all day, Doug.
Oh.
Where have you been?
he hides behind his microphone. I'll tell you the truth.
I was with your cousin.
Oh, no. I knew.
Yeah, we were shaking the baby, as it were.
I knew this because she called me last week.
How can you shake the baby?
Well, the English au pair in the other room was...
You are such a bad boy.
I know. So... I thought we went over this last time you visited me.
Put down that baby.
I love this baby.
Don't
who else is there?
Leave that baby alone, boy.
I am all alone.
Oh.
What are you wearing?
It's a nightie.
Again?
How nice. Well, why
so Fredericks of Hollywood made 10 bucks off you, huh?
I think that's all she ever wears.
Hooray for Hollywood.
The little silky ones, you know.
Yeah, the only ones I ever saw photographs of. Photographs, yeah, videotapes.
But I thought you were going to be here, not just a disembodied voice, but your living, breathing presence.
Yeah, you can come down here.
That's right, because we got the station for
1927 MLK. That's right.
Because I cannot sleep, you know. It's too hot with the goddamn El Nino.
Oh, yes.
Big problem.
Damn that El Nino.
And it's all that shooting outside, too.
I know, I will bring my gun.
Yeah, we're shooting at Janer. Okay, we're shooting at Janer over there, across the parking lot. Yeah,
I hope that perhaps the El Nino is there.
Babs is with you, all right.
Yes, the El Nino is here.
Hello, El Nino.
Hola.
¿Cómo estás?
Buenas noches, mamacita.
Oh, you are so sexy.
Get kicked off the air for this for sure.
Yes, well, we always say that, but it never happens. Maybe we'll get by this time, too.
All right, now, I need to know where to go.
Well, you know where University Avenue is?
Yes, I know this very well.
Well, you know where Martin Luther King Jr. is?
I do, I know this too.
Well, you just go up Martin Luther King Jr. North of University, and we're there in the first block, right on the right. A great big lit-up building that says Puzzling Evidence on it.
Just
I mean,
two blocks down from the UC Theater.
Check your trucker's manual on that one, good buddy.
10-4 on that, good buddy.
Break breaker.
And you will see it there.
That must be your American cousin.
You may need one of our flunkies to let you in through the giant
we'll be watching our TV
door, but we have monitors.
We can see everything. All
we will
Berkeley.
See you before you see us.
We can see all of Northern and Central California. We can see everybody that's
address?
Asleep right now. We can see all the couples making
the
love.
Address?
I can see Jesus.
All right. She wants the address, and as everyone knows, the address of KPFA is
watching a Spice Channel
1929, 1929 Martin Luther King Jr. Way, formerly Grove Street, in Berkeley, California.
There's a Radio Shack in
I know where it is.
Yeah, right across the street.
All right. I will be there in a few minutes then.
Good. Okay.
We will let you
adios.
In.
Put on some clothes.
Au revoir.
Boy, if you could catch that little Nino and wash his mouth out with soap.
I'm so happy.
Oh, there he goes. Oh, he's just too fast.
Hey, come back here. Where are you going?
It's no good. He's like a greased pig zipping around the controller.
Yeah, he's swinging around here like a monkey, I tell you.
Yeah, well, he's not long for this world.
Get a 410 gauge. You can kind of wound him. Wing him. Wing him a little bit.
A scatter gun might take him out. Well...
A scat gun? What are you up to now?
Well, it's my latest invention. You see, why dispose of sewage in the old age way when it can be compacted and its incredible power harnessed for the good of humanity?
Diabolical man, you.
Thank you.
Well, you're a super villain, aren't you?
I try. And then here at my Fortress of Desuetude, you can see all my other inventions. The robotized pimple popper here. And, this one is the Bottle City of Candor.
You got 24-hour Martinizing, don't you?
That's
yeah,
right.
Look, there's a little 7-Eleven there in Candor.
Despite its name, it's
Pigeon
open
Forge,
24
Tennessee.
Hours.
Pigeon Forge. Now, I've been to Pigeon Forge. Now, you don't be talking about Pigeon Forge. Oh, sorry.
Sloppy John, the special...
So, Rusty, did you
Rhodesian
travel around the
bag.
Country with in big rigs, really?
Oh, absolutely.
That would have been
absolutely.
Cool.
The back of her big rig has beautiful electric blue plush carpet, and there's a...
I see that.
It's a sleeper cab.
There's a one-armed bandit in there.
Wow. So you don't really need to get out of the cab.
It's so cool.
You can just zoom.
Precisely.
Well, isn't that something? You know, what'll they think of next?
I was on the highway the other day. I was taking my dogs for a walk, and I was zooming around, and all of a sudden the truck in front of me just comes to a dead stop.
Again?
And I can tell that there's this trucker spirit inside of me because I not only flew into the brake mode, but at the same time I grabbed the microphone and said, "Good job! How'd you do that?" Because I knew there was something ahead of him that had stopped. And sure enough, it was a little tiny, big rig Mazda. that had stopped in the middle lane of the freeway. And the trucker and I talked about it for 20 minutes, and I thought, damn.
I almost. Just stopped to take a picture of that cactus because it's so scenic.
And I'd be coming back from Burning Man, and I'd be talking to truckers like...
Can we speak about something else?
Okay, please, yeah. Why don't you do this?
Like, all right,
you're right. We're getting dull here.
Mr. Brainiac, what do you got brewing?
Brainiac?
Yeah, what do you got
Brainiac.
Ain't she thinking like she never thunk before?
We could play Universal Pursuits. We could think we could play Universal Pursuits.
No, let's
okay.
The
if the current percentage of the rate of increase in the total population of this world, it was.
Hello?
I have a copy of MacArthur Park. If anybody would
the
like to listen to it,
upon the hippopotamus is equal to the other sides of something or other.
Hey, let's hear a little bit about the Saurischians there, Dac.
Well, you know, they were one of the great families of the prehistoric reptiles, and of course.
Archosaurs there,
in
buddy.
In eternal war with reptiles. The Ornithischians. Oh, they are reptiles, though. Don't be misled by this newfangled PC dinosaur
spooky,
science.
Spooky stuff.
Yeah, we know.
You got to get your Finestrae right there.
Toyuki Tanaka's gone now. Yep, there's
the
no more. Gonna...
Post-orbital Finestrae that all of them...
Raymond
yeah, but what about the pre-orbitals that the archosaurs got
there? Anti-orbital Finestrae,
yes.
Which serve to lighten the skull and make it more flexible so it can take huge bites.
Just like varanids.
Yeah,
well, kind of. You know, the varanids went into the ocean, and
that's
they
what
produced
we named varanids
the mososaurs.
And the tylosaurs.
Tylosaurs and Varan the Unbelievable, if you remember that.
Tylosaurs?
Oh, yes, the
who's
going to
believe names like
Live Tylosaur.
Yes, really fetching things. And they were
gosh,
the terrors
all wigs
of the
too.
Mesozoic seas.
Hey, so what do you think about them nutbusters, the ankylosaurs?
Well, they had their strategy.
Makes me want to go back to talking about trucks.
For foiling the big rigs of the Mesozoic.
Which you drive 8 axles?
They could just be rolled over.
I'm learning the lingo.
Unless they turn
soft
turtle.
Little underbelly.
Slowly but surely, yeah. Because I grew up with military radio.
But I'll bet you don't know that the Tyrannosaurus Rex that everybody likes has been totally outclassed
wow,
by
great
this
slide of a
huge
T-Rex.
Monster there's that a, they found that's far bigger and meaner.
Well, there's the Tarbosaur that they got in Mongolia
that's
back in 92.
That's just a Chinese
we have an
version
irate
of
caller.
The same thing. Oh, there's
yeah.
an irate caller, an no, irate payer.
Irate.
Yeah, we're going to rate the caller now.
So what do you know about Carnosaurs there, big buddy?
I know your old girlfriend was one.
Hey, well, that's true, actually.
That is, those are fighting words, sir. I will arrange
little
to meet you
a
lot
closer
to the field
our
of
old
honor.
Girlfriend was Michael Pepe.
Let's not get into that. It's far better to discuss the ugly armor-plated monsters of an earlier era.
Yeah, what about them Solidiosaurus?
Raise the
hideous head
Pepe.
Of Michael Pepe. I mean, of somebody that
okay,
we're
yeah,
not really
yeah, that's
mention.
Right. Okay, we won't talk about Michael Pepe, caller. I'm sorry.
You know, if you want to see Michael Pepe disc, just go to the show on Sunday night that where we always rag on old
Michael
the
Pepe.
Michael
also
Pepe.
Has bony skews.
Okay.
You think they missed something in Starship Troopers? I don't think they should have been mantises or whatever those things.
I agree.
They're alien insects. They're not
but they look
from
like
around
it's
here.
It's like Star Trek and all those things.
Alien
right.
Pods, alien odons.
I agree. They should
that
have been little
been
bags
nice,
of gas.
Like giant chia seeds or something?
Actually, what? Let's pods. Wait what? And see whether we like
before the movie's even open,
not.
We're already... trashing it.
These are invertebrate tetrapods. Isn't that peculiar?
Well, that's the point is it just
totally
gets everybody to go out and
insects.
Join the army right away.
They're like selenites or something. Once you get off planet, the bugs just don't follow the same game plan.
Ain't it a shame?
Well,
but the other thing, too, there's an engineering problem when you got a chitinous exoskeleton and you're that big. You got problems with weight.
Well,
yeah,
that's
because you
you're assuming, first of all, that the gravity is the same. Second
of course
of all,
it's
that
the same.
Structural
little humans
material
are running around
is the same.
In the same. Their humans are running around without little protective suits, running as if they're in Colorado or someplace.
Well,
so we have to assume that the gravity must be in
the all right. Well,
area.
If the gravity isn't the same, maybe the comedy isn't the same. You know, the fact is, these big... somebody's still muttering
yeah.
there at the bottom of the sound
well. Well, I'm sorry, you know.
Yeah. Well, you're our favorite caller.
Alien squishopods are constructed out of some molecularly strong or dense substance.
Get the bloopers. Squishopods are coming.
Bloopers, right?
I just want to yell like that, you know, in the theme song, in the commercial song where they're going,
scene.
Squish-a-pods, marching down the street. Squish-a-pods.
But what would happen?
Not arachnids. What,
what would happen?
Arachnid, yeah, four-legged arachnid. Where are you coming from, buddy?
Yeah, we've got 10-pound cooking
spiders. Go back to your
spiders.
Zoology course and start over.
I think he means arthropods.
Oh, sorry.
Well,
I didn't know Arthur was here.
That being joint-legged creatures.
However many legs they got, they're still arthropods. And you know, then there's another type of insect that's not shown in all the trailers that's even more repulsive than all the others. They have to wipe out the entire noxious colony.
Many, many hours of painstaking surgery.
Yeah.
But an interesting thing is that at the same time the humies are fighting these bugs, they themselves have come to a sort of ant-like, bug-like, totalitarian
metaphor.
Society.
It's a metaphor. I'm telling you, it's a metaphor.
I never metaphor. I didn't like
metaphor, but... Because in the Gulf War, we knocked out...
And the little poppers are fighting their way through the phone lines.
The Gulf War's not quite over.
But really, the question comes down to... you're right. It will always come down to Hitler and Jesus in the back of a big rig fighting.
Yeah, well...
And who would win? I mean, Jesus...
You get it out.
Jesus has, like, five miracles, and Hitler has nine Lugers.
Over the ropes action! Hitler and Jesus Christ!
Hitler hawked a Luger. Yeah, everybody knows about this. But what they don't know, what people have forgotten was... Hitler was constantly flatulent. He made these huge farts.
Oh, now, excuse me.
I'm sorry. I know
three
this is
testicles.
Well, actually, that is too many.
Two brains
for Hitler. Hitler had only one ball. Himmler had two, but very small. I mean, Mussolini had two, but very small. Oh, no, that's not right. Either.
I recently read that Hitler had chamomile tea enemas in the Leogatchik
personals. Yes, he did. He did. But you see, all your aggressive vegetarians who only eat beans are subject to the Fuhrer syndrome, where they
all
constantly frap and toot.
Wiener schnitzel,
they have
sugar pies.
And of course...
Incoming!
Uh-oh. Oh, well, El Nino's
back. Oh, okay, that's the cue.
All these top-flight Nazis could never dare express any disdain or open a window or anything, because it would make the Fuhrer furious.
At least the trains were on time.
So what you're saying is there were scenes like the giant meeting hall in Blade Runner, in which the Fuhrer in his big easy chair is half asleep, and the movie's rolling, and it's full of fart air.
The movies. Yeah, that's true.
That's not quite the Third Reich that I had imagined when
Third
I watched
Reich
Combat.
Third Reich and roll.
I always imagine the Third Reich with less potty talk and more action.
No.
Well, I'm sorry to do this, but history must not be sparing. And so
we're pretty rough on history here.
Yeah, now we have sank that subject. You know, you're the one who carries around a Pez dispenser shaped like Mussolini.
Yes, yeah. That's startling. You guys want to know puzzling evidence. If you take the beard off the Santa Claus Pez and put this little cap back on.
Musso.
It's Mussolini.
He's Musso right under there, right under Santa's beard.
So it is.
Isn't it? Shocking.
Wow, those are the kind of secrets that you can only hear
part of
on this program.
Italian fascist ploy, just like Mussolini's granddaughter is now in the parliament.
This is Michael Pepe's attorney. And,
It's like the Italian parliament is now Cicciolina.
Cease and desist all discussion of this wonderful...
and Alessandro Mussolini.
Exactly. Now, I'd like to see the two of them wrestling in the back of a big rig. Porn star and daughter of a fascist.
And also,
covered with corn oil.
Way too much... making fun of Michael Pepe at the game shows, too.
We would never do that.
You know,
never,
if
never.
We didn't do that, he would wither up and die. It's his lifeblood. We've got
negative
to keep doing
attention
it for
is
his
still
own.
Attention.
We're helping him, man. If you're so behind the learning curve, you don't realize Michael Pepe thrives on this kind of ragging. Sure, he may seem to bounce up and down with anger in his seat, but the fact is, he loves it. Why, then, does he always come? And why is he always there? Why is he always the first through the door? Although he tries not to pay, but that's the way he is. You know, the fact is, if we didn't do it to Michael Pepe, we might not have Michael Pepe to do it to.
I also heard that
and now some beloved show where we do just that to Michael Pepe.
Okay, see, we're talking about Michael Pepe, and whatever we talk about becomes true on the radio, so...
That's how radio works. And here he is now.
Here's Michael Pepe being roasted on Channel X.
Roasted to a golden pan?
Yeah.
Drenched in creamy
milk chocolate?
Looks
so good.
Is it true that Enormart is going to carry his performance series?
Yeah, and it's carrying his baby, too.
Walgreens?
No,
they're
Enormart,
a great sponsor.
Right?
No, Enormart. Yeah, they're sponsored Michael Pepe.
I saw an Enormart ad last Sunday that pictured...
Even the commercials are over 6 minutes long because they're so huge.
Is that in the factory outlet center?
It will be. It will own all the factory outlets.
The
apparently they're buying Sonoma for the next store.
You can even buy factories in the store. It's so big.
Okay, Michael Pepe is now wrestling with... No, okay, sat down.
So, hey, Big Rig.
Yes, sir.
This is one of your affiliates here the, on the Mexico side of the bay.
Breaker, breaker. Stand for a good buddy.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
What's your handle?
My handle is Seth the Lopod.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I think I know who this little devil is.
You guys are keeping me up.
No. Whoa, hey, that's going back to Chicholina. Come on. Now, I'm keeping you awake, sir.
Throw a towel over
it. Right.
Yeah, right. Keep it clean.
No, and you're right about the chamomile part with Hitler. I just saw a documentary on that last night.
Really?
You saw a documentary on chamomile enemas?
It was about dictators and all their quirks.
Like Stuart
that's
Mangrum?
That's a penis and a potato.
Yeah. Okay, what kind of enema does Stuart Mangrum get?
I'll never
that
tell.
Would be, no, I think it's Beef Crush, actually.
Yeah, it's cat food. Crush.
Yeah, the soft drink. That
Meow Mix?
Beef Crush. It's the fizziness.
Goering has two but very small Himmler.
So, Mr. Cephalopod, you got any questions for the crowd tonight?
Questions? Oh, you mean like, you know, filing off the hammers of... assault rifles. That's
hey, don't you owe me money?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, put down that
hey,
money.
And if you see that Jesus
no,
guy
you
want
to you want to keep your assault rifles
bucks.
Legal. State of California has a wacky law where you get a combination of three. You can't have more. So if you got a muzzle
that's
brake
so
and a bayonet and a removable clip
you know,
and a folding stock.
Hey, that reminds me.
You got to
you know,
have any combination of one of
the San Francisco
three,
police were just issued bayonets last week.
They got M16s.
They have M16s
and
now they have bayonets.
For them. It's better
this
than pepper
is very
spray.
Weird.
Is that so
like,
they
yes.
that problem? Now they can skewer the homeless.
That's
if they
great.
Made,
exactly. Come on, get up. It's really getting spooky
it
out there.
It keeps the disability
five
checks coming.
Bucks
that's
for a
sure.
bottle of coffee.
Get some of those beanbag bullets the police use.
Yeah, well,
I love beanie babies.
Yeah, they fire beanie babies at people. This law enforcement thing is getting out of hand, although you can keep the beanie babies.
Well, I didn't know they still honored Beanie and Cecil, and I'm glad that they do, you know. Because that was good programming. Better than
now,
those
where are we here?
Horrible lettuce leaf kids or whatever it was.
Yeah, well, we used to roll those and smoke them.
The
yeah.
kohlrabi babies
did you
or
bring
something?
Any
or?
The original.
My oh my friend. Gosh, look at that.
Yes,
oh,
I do.
Geez.
Yes, I have. Yes, I will.
Well,
we could go it. Uh-oh, now he's trying to play his show on our show. No,
you
no. You don't understand. You can't play your show on this
messing
show.
Around with giant
this is
ants.
The me show where we talk about me.
And
me,
so we back
me,
to arthropods now?
Me.
Have we gone back to arthropods? Because I have
you,
a little.
Yeah. You.
I'm a proud. Neopods. I'm a proud father. I just found out my Pandinus Emperor Scorpion has a litter of 12 babies adhering on her back as we speak.
That huge.
Whoa. So they have to go through one molt, then they
look
hop off mama.
That.
Well,
oh,
isn't that
and then
radio.
12 little babies.
Have you ever delicately disturbed the urchins riding on the back of a wolf spider?
Never.
It's a mate. I mean, it sounds like a kind of obnoxious jerk
mean
thing
to
do. But,
yeah.
But it's not, because as long as you just sort of gently stroke them, they all go and they rush off the spider. Then they wait for a beak, beat, and then they
right
rush back onto the spider.
Wow.
It's amazing. You can have fun for hours. You know, you just
knock the old spider in the head,
no,
the kids
no,
go
no,
running,
no.
And then
they
you just
don't have
take
kids.
The taser and
no,
shock the spider, and the kids
no,
come
no,
running back.
No,
oh,
no,
oh,
no,
oh, I'm doing it wrong here.
Okay. You're just you're making it
sorry.
Too complicated, as usual. It's so easy to do this simple thing.
Well,
it's
the reason why I announced my paternal discovery is because these are the same scorpions that we used for Brody's Nature Challenge. Yes, that's where we had the tub of free money, and all you had to do was reach in and grab the free money and not get stung by the live scorpions
and
style.
Important fish learned the hard way.
Yeah, we had one fatality.
We used them to torture Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen. The Olsen twins.
Mary Kay Cosmetics? What?
The Olsen twins.
The Olsen twins from Full House. Now
gosh,
they have
they
all these
so
videos.
Darn cute.
They
oh, Full House. I was thinking Mrs. Olsen, the coffee lady, and there's like two of her. There's like a doppelganger.
She's still dead.
And the original
Mrs. Olsen, come back.
Yeah, mountain grown in the flavor zone can save
she would
marriage.
Make coffee and people would copulate. It was a wonderful world back
disgusting.
Then.
Honey,
oh, sorry,
that
I
was good.
Back before the coca, there
let's
was coffee.
The Olsen
yeah,
twins,
that's the way it was.
The Olsen twins should be used instead of those, you know, when there's an earthquake.
Like Mengele, that kind of twins experiment?
Or the Doppelmint twins?
When there's an earthquake and they send those dogs in to rescue the people.
Dingoes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dingoes.
Why not use
bingo.
The Olsen twins instead?
Oh,
because, they, you know, they've got those little tiny hands and arms. And
they bruise
don't
easily,
cry,
though.
Cry.
They have soft, velvety skin that just
okay.
won't do
the
when you have tons
up.
Of rubble around you.
And the tons of rubble now are obscuring everything except the tiny little hands that the dingoes are sniffing.
And since you're mentioning tiny little hands, and since earlier you mentioned prehistoric cosmic monsters. I just have to interpolate this one little bit of...
You're not going to go on about coelophysis, are you?
No.
In fact... You know all those giant birds that lived back in the Eocene period?
Oh, like Diatrima
and Phororacus.
Yeah, yeah.
Scientists today are saying they might not have had wings. They might have had hands.
No.
Softer, younger looking.
They've been organizing those bones in the museums wrong.
10 years ago, they were saying they had little propellers.
Yeah, they had propellers. I read that.
Completely absurd.
Burning diatrima.
Those were the beanies on the Beanie Babies that had the propellers. But these creatures, these birds, some of them, maybe not the famous Diatrima or Phororacus, but some of them had hands, arms with little hands.
Well, then how come modern Raetites don't, sir?
Well, they're not the the descendants of these.
They're not.
No, they're not.
Check your cladogram again, sir.
They're not the direct descendants.
Where they grew and grew and grew.
And the extinct moa is all gone. Now there are no moa. But the moa had a curious relative that was even larger and more ungainly, the Eurapteryx elephantophus.
You know, there were actually 13 different species of moa.
Well, those known to science, many moas, you couldn't wave a tentacle.
Yeah, but everybody wanted moa.
Yeah, and look what happened.
Moa and moa.
No. Then there was the Aepyornis. Yeah.
Is that three E's?
Love it.
Yeah. This guy's taking notes.
There's a big diphthong in the front.
I have a technical question.
But even during the Mesozoic age itself, there were giant monsters.
He wants to ask a technical question about Michael Pepe.
And I was about to tell you about one, but
not
you'd rather talk about Michael Pepe.
No, this isn't Michael Pepe.
We want to hear about Hesperornis and Michael Pepe in the back of a big rig.
I'm talking about
wrestling out.
There's a movie.
Fossil owl recently unearthed in Transylvania.
Okay, you're right. Michael Pepe fights Hitler in the back of a big rig.
Get Santa. That's for emergency.
Okay, Michael Pepe fights Santa. He wrestles Santa on top of the big rig.
Pulls off Santa's beard and who's under it?
Mussolini.
Musso.
Pepe's That's what we'll do. Yeah, we'll have Santa turn into Mussolini with 9 Lugers.
All right, chaps, let's have a stirring round of Wilkai Hirohito to the inboard magneto of an RAF mosquito.
But we have to give...
Huzzah. What?
We have to give Michael Pepe superpowers,
too. Michael Pepe,
too.
He's got one of those maps on the side of his RV.
Okay, that's a good superpower. Yeah, he's got a map.
Had an RV.
Every time he drives through a state, he puts the little magnet of that state.
Oh, I see.
He's on the RVs.
Okay,
wrecking our computers. When that thing passes...
That's a good superpower. Yeah, he recognizes refrigerator magnets of states.
Everywhere except Maine.
That's wacky.
That is wiggly, wacky, goofy.
Why not Maine, sir?
I don't know. Well, why not Hawaii? What do you think?
Because then it would be like 7 little teeny magnets that you would lose really quickly because they're so tiny.
Rusty and I were at Jack Lord's funeral in February in Hawaii, and we saw big rigs. We touched big rigs with our own hands.
Oh, Jack Lord died?
The Lord died?
Well, it was part of a larger hoax on TV20, and we actually... we were from the Kamehameha. We actually got... We got...
No, I meant stereo.
No, we got Jim Gabbert to say on the air that Jack Lord was in fact dead, and we had a shirting ceremony, and we actually had piece of a shirt that Jack Lord actually wore, a piece of true Lord.
And a swizzle stick.
And Jim Gabbert was holding it up in the air at the camera, announcing that Jack Lord was dead.
Do we know what?
And so, in order to carry out that hoax, we had to go to Hawaii for a week.
Do we know what they do to the dogs to make them look at the...
Yes, actually, I was going to get my cat on there. I have a 22-pound, 42-inch cat.
You better hurry, because I don't know if this...
No, they're not shooting those anymore.
They have the master in front of them.
But that's good.
They're looking at the master, and then they have somebody to the right where the TV is, and they clap or make a sudden loud sound.
I heard that they swab pepper spray on the dog's... Well,
they do. They do that if the dog refuses to leave the...
They just hoist up their tail.
If they're chained to a stump, they can't do it. Those poor devils.